With the repeal of Section 50A in June, the public gained the right to file Freedom of Information requests to access police and fire disciplinary records. But the unions representing such personnel have sued to keep records withheld, objecting over concerns for those whose accusations of misconduct are either pending or unsubstantiated. On Wednesday, State Supreme Court Justice Frank Sedita ruled on several motions by parties looking to get involved in the lawsuit. Only two were granted, one by a legal representative of 26 news media agencies and the other by James Kistner, who has a federal lawsuit pending in a 2017 police misconduct case. His attorney, Stephanie Adams, says the action before Sedita has adversely affected her client's ability to gain information in his case.
Really what my client is asking for, and I think it's what a lot of the parties there are just so passionate about making sure happens, is that with this repeal of 50A, that we actually have the access to the records to be able to, in the case of Mr. Kistner, get the records with respect to an instance of police misconduct that's impacting him.
Prior to Wednesday's hearing, community activists gathered on Delaware Avenue, calling on the city to honor requests for information and to respect the repeal. Miles Gresham, a local attorney uninvolved with the case, spoke of the potential impact.
If Judge Sedita rules against the public's right to receive all disciplinary complaints lodged against the police, then that could mean that other judges, when this case comes up or when a similar case comes up in other parts of the state, may look to that decision and rely on it.
Judge Sedita explained in the courtroom that he needs to allow the case to focus on the legal analysis and not be turned into a forum. The case returns before him Tuesday, October 6th. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.